This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hey everyone, all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Call-in number is 866-582-9933. If you plan on calling in, please make your topic germane to the discussion. Telephone listen line is up, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Hour number one is with Rich Sheehan. Interesting, very interesting topics today. I don't normally say that, but it's true. And hour number two, Dr. Sam Milham, and we're going to be talking about electromagnetic radiation like you've never heard before. I guarantee it. Welcome, Rich Sheehan.
Well, thank you, Vincent Fennelli. Happy TGIF to you and our listeners. How are you doing this morning?
Very, very well. Rich, thanks for joining us and spending your time in the class today. I wanted to share something with you that I heard on the radio yesterday. Now, normally I don't do this. Normally I do not listen to the radio. But for some mistaken reason, I was tuning across the FM dial low and on the band, and I found National Public Radio. And I was listening to this program, and National Public Radio does something I actually like. They do slow descriptions, long descriptions. They don't, it's not point, counterpoint, fighting, quick hits and jabs. And so it's for people who actually maybe think a little bit, but maybe think a little bit differently from what we do. But I think they are probably a little brighter than the average radio listener. Not as bright as USA Prepares students, of course. But so they were talking about something that caught my attention. And there was a young couple on the air, and or this, a wife of a young couple, and they were talking about how difficult it is to have children. Not because of any reason other than financial. And they talked about something called child care. Sometimes it was called daycare, but now not this time. It's called child care. And child care, as they were talking about, is really not so much child care. It was a school. So if you have children, infants and toddlers, now toddlers are like 2 years old, right? Infants are like brand new. If you have one of those or a couple of those, you can send them to the school in St. Louis. You can send your infant to a school. And it costs $18,000 a year to send your child to this school. The expenses, as described by the mother, young mother, consumed 14% of their gross income. So 14% of their gross income is $18,000 for one child. She said that expense is bigger than their mortgage payment and bigger than their student loan payment. So I just did a quick calculation. I said, okay, so what would that be? So the gross income has to be about, you know, within a couple hundred dollars of $130,000. So their gross income, let me say this a different way, $130,000. Child care expenses are $18,000. So, assuming that the mortgage and student loans are less than the child care, I just picked the number of $15,000 each. So now we have student loan 15, mortgage 15, child care 18, grand total 48,000. They were saying that they needed, you know, it's difficult, you know, to have a third child because of the child care expenses. They really need help. I think that would be from you and me and our class. You know, people who actually earn money and pay taxes, you know, those kinds of people. So they're looking for help because they can't have a third child on a $130,000 gross income. How is that possible? Now, they explain that they don't have car payments because their cars are 15 years old. That makes them 2004 models. So they each have a car. It's fully paid for. $130,000, they can't make a go of having a third child. Now, I have to tell you, I don't get it. Number one, why would anybody in their right mind have children and then farm out those children to whether you call it a school or whether you call it a nursery or whether you call it daycare? Why would anybody do that and not raise their own children? Now, Mrs. Finelli and I, when we decided to have children, we both had jobs. And who made the most? Well, it depended on who got the last raise. If I got the last raise, I was making a little bit more. If she got the last raise, she would make a little bit more. So when we decided to have children and she became a certified housewife and mother rather than a working young person with a degree, our income went to half. And that was okay because we knew this was coming. We planned for it. We saved for it. And we trimmed expenses even lower than we trimmed them before. But we saved for it before we had children. We didn't go out on buying binges. Now, we did buy a brand new, well, not to us, it was brand new. It was a house built in 1945. We put, I think, between 25 and 30% down, maybe 33% down on it, because we saved money. We delayed getting married until we were 27. And my requirements were that we would wait until we got married until we each had $10,000 in the bank, each had a good job, and each had our master's degree and owned our own cars outright. And we did all those things. Then we got married and we saved some more money, bought a house, made double, triple, quadruple payments on the mortgage to pay it off faster. Then we had children, we weren't behind the eight ball. Rich, do you have any comments about, well, geez, you know, $130,000 isn't going to do it today?
Well, we have to remember that the bailouts pretty much go to the rich. I mean, the Government Accountability Office found $16 trillion of federal loans that went to any bank, domestic or foreign, that was going bankrupt. These loans started in 2007 and went through 2010. So remember the 2008 collapse, folks? It didn't even get fixed. It basically went to the wealthiest of the wealthiest, and the little people didn't get bailed out. So we have to remember that the whole system is skewed where the little people has to pay for the cost shifting of fraud and malinvestments from the elite. And this is one of the reasons, the biggest reason why we have unsustainable headwinds for future rates of growth. So you look at the debt situation we have, global, household, and especially corporate, never mind government promises for all these pensions and valuations and the credit issues we have, the demographics. We have to plan because you got to look at the aging demographics. You got to look at the young people not having kids. You got to look at the reduction in demand. Prices are being lowered in some instances, except for products that are of need. And they're being subsidized, so little people has to pay more for that. There's a drop in wages, the wages that really matter. There's a drop in spending. Velocity of money is going down. People are postponing buying a little bit. And I think everybody sees that they don't want to spend as much because we have a recession, depression looming because President Trump inherited a disaster. So debt, decreased savings and credit, and money supply being very ambiguous, and not going to the people, and QE's is one example, we as little people have to plan. We have to live below our means and know the fine line between needs and wants, and if we know what we need versus what we want, I think we would all be a lot better off. But we also have to dovetail that with self-sufficiency. It could be growing your own food. It could be raising animals. It could be, why buy food that doesn't have nutrition? And most Americans do that because 90% live in urban, suburban America. So they buy a pretty vegetable. They think it's got nutrition. It's usually full of chemicals. And most of the soil those vegetables come from don't even have nutrition. And that's, people need to realize that nutrition comes from the soil. So we can go on and on and on with this, Vince. It's, we have to be in a planning situation because central banks and Keynesian economics has put the burden on the little people. Pretty much all the money, all the so-called real wealth exchange has gone to the wealthy. And, you know, this when in doubt, print, inflate, buy now, pay later, believing that you can create a better economy by increasing the money supply is going to come back and haunt us. So deficits do matter. Debt does matter. And we need to start thinking outside the box. And I think the best education is if people, and I've talked about this so many times on multiple shows, I would love to see teachers have to have minimum 15 years of private sector successful experience. I would love to see public forums and citizen review boards everywhere. I would love to see people who have been there, done that, going into schools and be speakers. I mean, today's kids don't even know how to balance their checkbook when they graduate. They don't know the difference between principal and interest. They don't know what equity means. They don't know so many things, and they're missing out on time leverage on their assets. So basically, it's pretty obvious that it's an aristocracy serfdom relationship, and the inequality of the two are getting farther and farther apart every day. And that's one of the reasons I talk about taking advantage of lower bond yields so the little people can refinance. If we go down to zero, even go down into negatives, I hope the White House has listened to some of my talks on this. Let's give a light at the end of the tunnel program to the little people who has no light at the end of the tunnel. That's why despair is growing so rapidly in America. And we can actually pay people. If we go down to negative 3% interest rates, especially on the long end, the 10 to the 30, we can actually give people back 3% of their money if they pay, instead of bailing out all the rich people that we've done for years and had our aristocracy funding both sides of the war so they can have more power, money, and control at the end of it. Why don't we help give a little QE to the people in an outside-the-box fashion? And that's what people are doing today, Vince. They're buying things without thinking of the future and not doing the math.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking that this young couple probably doesn't know how to do anything. Foster trips, they have to call somebody. Car won't start, they have to call somebody. You know, those kinds of things. And so they're paying for a lot of things that they can learn how to do. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, here's a point of order. When I was at the university, I had some pretty good professors. They taught me some things that I thought were just worth knowing. And one of them I'd like to share with you this morning. One of my professors said, you know, professors really don't like it when a student raises his hand or the student shouts out, "You said..." Professor would sometimes the student misquotes what the professor was saying or the intent of what the professor was saying. And so what the professor said we should do in order to be polite is say something like this: "I believe I heard you say," or "did you say," the following. So that's what I try to do here at USA Prepares, and I'm going to give you an example of it right now. Rich Eben, "I believe I heard you say something like teachers should have 15 years experience before they go into the classroom. Is that correct?"
"That is correct."
"Okay.
I think we need to teach practical life experience instead of subjective emotional opinion that comes from textbooks that's written by somebody else to basically sell a curriculum which is mostly social and political indoctrination. We need to teach real objective facts and information so kids can better their lives and not be told what to do, what to say, and how to think.
And regurgitate. And the reason I mentioned that was when I heard you say that, I quickly calculated how many years of experience I had prior to teaching school. 17. 17 years of real experience, design, development, corporate world experience, entrepreneurship experience, experience in the inventing world. All of those kinds of experiences, 17 years worth before I started. I absolutely positively have to agree with you. And the other teachers really despised me because I seemed to be coming from a different world from what they were used to. I had no classroom experience learning how to teach. None. Zero. I was a non-certified teacher, meaning I didn't go to school to learn how to teach. I went to school to learn how to do things. And they made an exception for me. The school board made an exception for 3 years so that I could be a teacher who was not certified to teach. And I taught a completely different way. Because I didn't get taught how to teach, I made it up. I didn't ask for permission. I just did it. So, for example, I asked the students if they wanted to be graded from starting with a 100 points and all they had to do was keep it, or if they wanted to start from zero and work their way up to 100 if that's what they wanted to do. Never before had that been done in that particular school district. You know, it's always the way we always do it, which is you start with zero and you keep building based on regurgitation and tests and scores and homework and so forth. And my students wanted to do it the other way. They wanted to start out with 100. So day one, everybody had an A. Everybody. But I did have a 2/3 dropout rate. And that was great. Because what the students found out was that it wasn't as easy as they thought it was going to be. They thought it was just going to be like basket weaving. And it wasn't. So I'm very concerned about this one particular example that I mentioned when we first started, that a young family thinks that we should be providing for them so that they can have the number of children that they want. It's up to us. And then they interviewed we'll call him the CEO or the manager or the administrator of this school. And he said, you know, it's really difficult to attract quality teachers when we only pay them $10.50 an hour. That's an approximation. It's within a couple pennies. $10.50 an hour. That's like minimum wage. So are they really teachers or are they really babysitters? So they go out on fundraisers to raise more money. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The federal government's jobs report for July has been released, and it shows around 164,000 new jobs added last month. That's above the economists' forecasts in most cases, of about 154,000 or 10,000 jobs less. And it shows unemployment remaining unchanged at 3.7%. President Trump was talking about the economy at a campaign rally in Cincinnati last night.
The era of economic surrender is over.
The Washington Post reporting the Trump administration may be on the brink of reaching a deal under which the Taliban in Afghanistan would agree to a ceasefire and renunciation of al-Qaeda, allowing the United States to bring home around 4,000 of the 14,000 U.S. troops still stationed there. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
One of today's hot...
Keep it. Oh, God,
take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class for Achievements with us, offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com. And you can buy his book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. It's available at Amazon if you choose to go there. I have the book. I've read the book several times. It's got yellow highlighter all over it. Quite fascinating. And if you think that you'd like to pursue an off-grid lifestyle, it's in the book. I think you'll find it an easy read. It's paperback. It's well done. Rich, you were talking about this daycare, or childcare, I should say. $347 a week. They pay their teachers about $10.50 an hour. They say that they can't pay them more. The institution that offers this education, which I find a stretch for an infant, they say they educate them. They say a critical, very, very important thing is love, and the child needs love. I believe that. I really do. And so, because I believe that, why would anybody in his or her right mind want to farm out the raising of their child or children to somebody they hardly know? Why? Why would they do that? Why not have mom stop working, have less money, but be able to pull that off because, well, they've planned for it. They've planned and they made a deliberate sacrifice before the child and a deliberate sacrifice after the child, and then mom can nurture that child. That makes a lot of sense to me. And I have a feeling that because we have farmed out our children to minimum wage or less people, that we have some of the problems that we have with the millennials today.
Well, I'll tell you, Vince, we have, you never know where that money for those schools are coming from. And when you don't know where the money is coming from, you don't know what the curriculum has to be set as. And we cannot, the big problem with teaching today is we're teaching theory and not teaching practical experience. And this is what happens when you hire somebody right out of school or college to be a teacher. You're indoctrinating the teacher into the curriculum of the powers that be and not preparing the kids for real life. Let me just give you one example. Our military. I'm reading lately that up to 70%, that's 70, of our young adults can't qualify because of health reasons, like they're out of shape, physical reasons, they can't run. Intellectually or academia-wise, they just don't qualify with proven results. So when you look at certain barometers of what teachers are pushing out, and of course you got to go home also to their home because the divorce rate is so high in America. And what happens when the father's being kicked out of the home? There's no responsibility. You just lose. When you don't have the partnerships of a man and woman, and then the state becomes the daddy, you have less accountability and more excuse behaviors. And that's what we're running into today. And this is why, you know, the powers that be want to manufacture division and hate between every group, from skin pigmentation to genders to sexual orientation, etc. Because the powers that be, these so-called Democrat liberals that control the media and everything else, which are mostly white, by the way, they need to foment this hate and division. They need to be professional pot stirrers because they got to distract, dumb down, and divide the American people because they don't want to lose what they have. And at the same time, they're not practicing what they preach. You know, it's just like Barbara Streisand flying 10,000 miles to watch her dog sing. These are the same people who are calling for global warming and carbon tax. And I'll tell you something, if the way things are looking, and as you know, folks, we always stick up for the little guy, the bottom 93% of income earners, oil is supposed to shoot to the moon. And if oil goes to the moon, so does prosperity for the bottom 93%, because so many people are living paycheck to paycheck. Especially in a situation where the average household has a $3,000 deficit from debt. And debt is deflationary by nature. The banks are going broke. Credit card charges are highest they've ever been. And we're going to be basically the pension funds and the government bailouts are going to be burdened onto the taxpayer. So we need to start, all of us in the bottom 93%, living below our means and knowing what a need. need and a want actually is, because the whole system is corrupt, manipulated, and skewed so the elite can keep what they have. And this is one of the reasons why I'm so big on interest rates going down, especially at the long end, so everybody can refinance. Because if interest rates go up, we can't even afford to pay the interest on our debt. I have it somewhere on my desktop here. I have an article where they're talking about, here it is right here, endgame. Starting in 2024, all U.S. debt issuance would be used to pay only for interest on the debt. Just interest on the debt. That's it. So there's no way we're going to even touch principal at that point. And I think this is why President Trump is trying very hard to get out of the central bank SWIFT corrupt system and think of something new. So we all have to start thinking outside the box, because we're going to have a transition. I hate the terms revaluation or reset, but something is of that nature is going to happen. So we have to realize that if we don't keep interest rates down, the little guy, stocks, bonds, housing, especially commercial and real estate, never mind interest in our debt, emerging markets, everything is going to go south, because the little guy is already in a deficit. And we are in a stagflationary, deflationary environment. Pretty soon, when all this money abroad, which is 2-3 times the amount of money that's here domestically, is going to come back to the United States, it's going to create inflation. They're going to do more QE, which is going to create inflation. They're going to do stimulus on many different aspects, which is going to create inflation. And then we're going to go from a deflationary, stagflationary environment to an inflationary, stagflationary environment. You got to remember, the economy is only good for the top 7%. All these unit of measures can be tweaked with new calculations, new unit of measure styles, just like consumer confidence is very subjective. The stock market highs, well, the reason why the stock market's high is because of stock buybacks. And we've talked about great detail, in great detail, on how it's been basically QE, welfare for the rich. It's been done because of things like stock buybacks and things like QE and things like fractional reserve lending. We've talked about that in great detail. So we have to look at GDP. How can you look at GDP as a measure when $4 of debt is needed for $1 of growth? That's not a legitimate unit of measure. Wages are mixed. Inflation, you know, we've talked about this in great detail with the cost shifting from the inflation chart that I like to use on a regular basis. And basically the inflation chart that was on Zero Hedge just a few months ago talked about, and I'm just going to mention the highlights. Basically, there were 6 things, and I can consolidate it into 3 categories, where they talk about school costs, you know, college costs, healthcare costs, and car insurance. And basically, it's all cost shifting, especially from illegal immigration. So as the people pay for all illegal immigrants to come into the emergency room with no consequences, where we can't even afford to go, or they don't pay their own car insurance, we have to pay for the cost shifting. Same with college in many different instances, from books to tuition. You know, we've gotten to the point that the whole system is a Cloward and Piven system, dovetailed with Alinsky and Marx and the Frankfurt School. You know, every strategy that is being done right now is in print, and it's been in print for a very long time. So this is why I talk about refinancing at low rates. So if we can get down into zero, especially on the long end, get down into the negatives, I would love to see a light at the end of the tunnel program in the form of some type of bailout or help for the little guy, because the little guy never gets any help. I mean, just stock buybacks alone, they've put money not into expansion or new products or services or new employees. They've put money into new debt for shares buybacks, dividends to the top 10 wealthiest shareholders, and then fusions and mergers just means more consolidation, which means more robotics, automation, artificial intelligence. Nothing, no policy from Keynesian economics to group identity politics, nothing is benefiting the little people. It's all to take money from the little people to give to the big people in the form of money printing, subsidies, special interests, lobbying, and PACs. We have no representation at any level. And we don't even know what to say to the little guy. Do you put money in? What if we lose the world reserve currency next week? Very possible. What are we going to have an international and a domestic dollar? How about an IMF or Bank of International Settlement monitoring some crooked special drawing right SDR? Are we going to have gold, silver? Is it going to mean anything? Well, how is the system even remotely legitimate when silver's got should be a 16-to-1 ratio? It's like 90-to-1 to gold. If it's legitimate, why do we still have paper gold and naked shorts? How come Bill Clinton stole $2 trillion from Social Security and put in IOUs, and they're talking about solvency and liquidity issues for Social Security and pension funds when the little people never even gets a bailout? So this is why I'm such a big proponent of means testing. If we go to negative interest rates or zero, instead of funding both sides of wars and NGOs and geoengineering and making people sick, let's put money into helping out some of the little people. Let's extend. And when I talk about the long end of the yield curve, that's synonymous to saying let's take those debts that everybody has and make it not just less in interest to pay off, if not no interest. Let's make that payoff schedule longer. And in the meantime, we dismantle debt-based currency, central banks, eliminate the Fed. We have to audit the Fed first. If we did these stuff, our economy would flourish. But the powers that be do not want prosperity for us. We'll get right back, folks.
Yeah, imagine the prosperity we had back in the 1950s. In the 1960s, we were really on a roll. We'll be right back.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today, we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place
place to advertise your business, one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Chiefman's with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich, I was thinking back to the 1980s. The city of Baltimore was in such a state of disrepair. Potholes were everywhere. People were complaining, and the city didn't have enough money to fill the potholes. I am not exaggerating. So what the mayor did, he was very clever. He developed a program which allowed you to buy a pothole. Literally, if you sent a payment of $20 or $25 into the city, they would give you your own pothole. I'm not exaggerating. You could own that pothole, and what they would do is they would take a picture of it with a Polaroid camera, and your $25 or $20 donation would pay for the repair of that pothole, and it'd be yours. What they would do is send you the picture of that pothole. Now, you couldn't pick your own pothole, but what happened was the pothole repair crew, the guys who would drive around with that warm asphalt in the back of a truck, would take that Polaroid camera, take a picture of the pothole, and they would print it out right then and there. And at the end of the day, they would bring them to the city hall, and they would be sent out to the people who sent in their $20 or $25. I kid you not. So I think we should move to Baltimore. What do you think, Rich Even?
Well, I'm going to answer that in just a few articles here. Baltimore teens arrested for armed robbery of mom holding five-week-old son in her arms. PBS aired film documentary last year about Baltimore's rodent problem. Next article. Last week, police deputy commissioner robbed at gunpoint. Next article. Police, a Baltimore mayor who put up the Confederate statues was Pelosi's father. Just a little tidbit of trivia there. Next article, Trump, $16 billion, billion with a B, went to Baltimore, was stolen or wasted, asked Elijah Cummings where it went. I read one article where it was a sting operation, that they're going to show how the powers that be in Baltimore feathered their nest and their friend's nest through malinvestment. So, you know, we have, and this is why I'm always, and I only have a couple minutes here, Vince, so let me just mention a few other articles. And if we had to title this, it would be, Are the Little People Being Represented? Okay, next article. The bigger the farm, Next article, Endgame. Okay, I talked about that, where in 2024 we're not going to be able to pay even principal on our debt. Next article, now compares to the last time the U.S. entered a recession. It couldn't be worse. Don't have time to go through all the parameters. Everything from PMI, manufacturing, everything is way worse than before the 2008 crash. Next article, it's a scam. Rich Chicago parents giving up custody of kids to exploit financial aid loophole. You can't make this stuff up. Next article, Lowe's lays off thousands of store workers, the little guy. Next article, fear of earnings recession keeps investors away from stocks. People are pouring into buying bonds. That means, remember, bonds work inversely. Don't forget, the price goes up, the yield goes down. That's what's happening, which is a good thing, I think, even though the powers that be are bitching and moaning. Next article, ethics complaint filed against Republican Ilhan Omar, accused of immigration tax and student loan fraud. She's the congresswoman from Minnesota who says that Latinos cannot compete in a merit system. So basically, if you're in Congress, if you're one of the wealthy elite, you're going to get bailed out. That's what this is saying. So to answer your question, in Baltimore, I think I did with those five articles, we've gotten to the point where we have no representation, the little guy. It doesn't matter what skin color you are, what gender. We are being used and poisoned against ourselves by the elite. We need to get our head out of our butts and realize that it's a lot less left-right paradigm and a lot more aristocracy managing and controlling the serfs. Vincent?
Okay, so here's one more article. Representative Elijah Cummings, his Baltimore home was burglarized last Saturday. His home was burglarized last Saturday. I'm looking at images of the roofs of the we'll call them row houses or townhouses in Baltimore. I'm talking about three-story brick buildings, and about half of them have black roofs. Half. Maybe 40%, 45% have silver-colored roofs, and maybe the rest have white-colored roofs. Now, these are just tar roofs. It's just one more example of what's wrong. Black absorbs heat. So it costs more to cool the house if you have a black roof. Why, in heaven's name, aren't all the roofs painted with this reflective silver or white? That's just one question I have. Why? Next question. How is it possible that a representative's home was burglarized in a city that's not, I guess the Baltimore people think that it's great. It's not great. Just like in the 1980s with the potholes. The city could not afford to fix their own potholes. And they have plenty of taxes. It's not like taxes aren't being paid. They are being paid. We're talking about mismanagement at the highest levels. It's replete throughout the system. Rich Sheeman, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Vince. Thank you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.